Patient's last name is A-B-E-R-G. First name is M-A-R-E-L-A. Date of visit is October 6, 2023. Date of birth is May 20, 1981. Referring physician is Dr. G-H-A-R-A-G-O-L-O-U. Again, G-H-A-R-A-G-O-Z-L-O-U. Next developed a chief complaint for pituitary microadenoma. Pituitary microadenoma. Next person is present in this patient is a 42-year-old female. However, would she comply a pituitary microadenoma for stuff? Patient tells me that she had a MRI recently for stuff. Found that she has a pituitary microadenoma. For stuff, patient has been seeing an endocrinologist for that. For stuff, patient has prolactinemia. For stuff, patient denies any vision changes. For stuff, there's no blur vision. There's no hemiparesis. There's no blind vision. For stuff, there's no hemiparesis. Hemibody sensory changes. Diplopia, dysarthria, and dysphagia. First up, next paragraph, past medical history, pituitary microadenoma. Next paragraph, next number, past medical history, surge, breast augmentation, August 17. Next number of current medications, CABERGOLINE. Next number, allergies, no known drug allergies. Next for social history, patient single. First up, a patient. Has one son. Patient is unemployed. The patient quit smoking. First, the patient drinks alcohol on a weekly basis. Patient does not use illicit drugs. Central family history. Mother had stroke, heart disease, ASD, and morbid obesity, psoriatic arthritis, lupus. Next, my father has IBS and hearing loss. Sister has lupus, migraines. Brother also PTSD, anxiety, and depression, fibromyalgia. Next, we have review system. Next, we have hair loss, vision loss, palpitation, abdominal pain, hearing. Abdominal pain here. Heartburn, acid reflux symptoms, joint pain, muscle pain, cramps, numbness, depression. First time, next paragraph, diagnostic test and brain MRI done on June 27, 2023. First time, it shows finding a right pituitary gland measuring 3 millimeters, suspicious for possible pituitary microadenoma. First time, next number. There's also paraventricular white matter disease. Next, however, impression, paraventricular white matter disease. So first, I've explained to the patients that these are common findings. So first, I do not think they are related to her symptoms. So first, next number, a pituitary microadenoma. First, I've been seeing an endocrinologist. Next, for our condition continue to see her microadenoma. I'm sorry, our condition to continue to see the endocrinologist for microadenoma. First, I've explained to the patient that the paraventricular white matter disease is not related to her symptoms. So first time, next patient, last name is C-A-S-T-I-L-L-O. First name is J-E-S-S. Date of visit is October 6, 2023. Date of birth is March 23, 1978. Next, referring physician is C-H-A-D-A-L-A-W-A-D-A. Chadalalawala. Dr. Charitola. Next, we have a chief complaint seizure disorder. Next, we have history present illness. Patient is a 45-year-old male. Found a chief complaint of seizures since 2020. First time, patient was told that he has a tonic-clonic seizures. First time, he had generalized seizure. First time, the patient was evaluated by Sutter Health at Vallejo, V-A-L-L-E-J-O, California. First time, patient was told that the patient tells me that he was dehydrated. He had blood pressure changes. First time, the patient extensive workup include brain MRIs, EEGs, CT scan, which were negative. For first up, patient also see another neurologist come with Dr. B-O-T-T. For stuff, the last seizure he had it was in 2021. For stuff, patient tells me that when he had seizure, it was during sleep. For first up, patient denies any hemiparesis, hemibody sensory changes, diplopia, dysarthria, and dysphagia. Next number, past medical history, seizures disorder. Next number, septal deviation. Next number, sleep apnea. Next number, allergies. I'm sorry, paramedication, Keppra, 750 milligrams of 2 pills twice a day, next number, fluconazole, next number, multivitamins. Next, we have an impression, history of seizure disorder. First, the patient started having seizures in 2020. First, the patient was told that he had tonic-clonic seizures. So first, the patient had extensive workup and Sutter Health in Vallejo, V-A-L-L-E-G-O, including brain MRI, EEG, and CT scan. First, the Our patient seen an endocrinologist before coming with Dr. DOTT. First up, the last seizure he had was 2021. First up, the patient has been pretty stable on Keppra. First up, impression number two, history of obstructive sleep apnea. First up, he tells me that he's seen an ENT specialist. Thanks for a recommendation. Explain the patient of the above diagnosis. Thanks for a recommendation to increase the Keppra from 750 milligrams twice a day to 1,000 milligrams twice a day. Next up, our patient already had a brain MRI, which was already pending. First up, he's planning to do that in November 2023, closed up. The next number. I explained to the patient the common side effects from the medication. Next number, recommendation followed me in December 4, 2023. So I can still that this month's at the end of the station. Next patient, last name is a C-L-O-Y-D. Again, C-L-O-Y-D. Her first name is Grace, G-R-A-C-E. Date of visit is October 13, 2023. Date of birth is December 12, 1972. Referring physician is B-U-S-H-R-A. Last name is J-A-W. AID and NJAWAID MD. This doctor is an Access, AXIS, Access Clinic. Next, we have a chief complaint to TIA. Next, we have a chief history of present administration. A 50-year-old female found chief complaint of TIA. First, the patient tells me that she has suffered a TIA in July 26 of 2023. First, the patient tells me that she had the left-sided numbness tingling symptoms. So first up, the left side wasn't working well. First up, the last 20 to 25 minutes. So first up, and then completely resolved. First up, the patient did not have any diplopia, dysarthria. First up, the patient went to the Valley Care Medical Center. First up, patient had a HES CT scan, including a CT angiogram, and they were negative. So first up, the patient, next paragraph. Patient denies any recurrence of similar symptoms since then. First up, denies any chest pain, palpitation, short of breath, or first up, a past medical history, none. Next up, a past surgical history, hysterectomy. Next up, current medication, aspirin, 81 milligrams, 2 pills a day. Next up, vitamin D, vitamin C. Next up, EpiPen if necessary. Next up, allergies, acetaminophen. Next up, a social history, patient Cinco. First up, patient is an astrologist. Patient is an astrologist and numerologist. If a patient does not smoke, a patient does not drink alcohol, patient does not use illicit drugs. There's no family history. There's no family history of similar medical condition. First, a father died from pancreatic cancer and stroke due to metastasis. So first, a review system. Patient has a numbness and tingling. First, patient also have muscle cramps. So first, diagnostic test, a CT angiogram of the head and neck, and comment on a Valley Care Medical Center, comma dated to July 27, 2023, comma was a non-acute, it shows no acute abnormality, no acute intracranial abnormalities. Next, we have an impression transient ischemic attack. First, patient on July 26, 2023, comma had an episode of a left-sided numbness lasting about 20 to 25 minutes. First, have been unresolved. First, have but there's no recurrence since then. First, have the patient denies any hemic paresis, hemic body sensory changes, diplopia, dysarthria, and dysphagia. Now, first, have next word recommendation. Our recommendation to get a brain MRI, come to definitively evaluate for a stroke, first up, and also to well any structural lesions in the brain. Next number, also recommendation to take enteric-coated aspirin 81 milligrams a day. First up, next number, I also explained to patient common signs and symptoms for an acute stroke, a coma which included hemiparesis, hemibody sensory changes, the diplopia, dysarthria, and dysphagia. First up, explain to patient go to the nearest emergency room if she develop any of those signs and symptoms. First up, this month's agenda dictation. Next patient, last name is G-I-O-I-A. G-I-O-I-A. First name is Heather, H-E-A-T-H-E-R. Our date of visit is October 6, 2023. Date of birth is August 9, 1959. Next the paragraph of referring physician is Dr. Barora, B-A-R-U-A. Again, B-A-R-U-A. Next paragraph, dear Dr. Barora, I have the pleasure to see Heather today for initial evaluation for excessive daytime sleepiness. Next paragraph, history present in this patient is a 64-year-old female found chief complaint of excessive daytime sleepiness. The first patient tells me that she feels exhaustion all the time. First of all, patient usually go to bed at 10 p.m. First up, patient has loud snoring. Patient also witness process breathing during sleep. Patient sleep is non restorative. First up, patient wakes up feeling tired. First up, patient feels excessive daytime sleepiness during the day. First up, patient always becomes drowsy when she's sitting, reading, comma, sitting quietly after lunch without alcohol, comma, and frequently becomes drowsy when she's watching television. Next up, paragraph, a past medical history, high blood pressure. Next up, CKD. Next up, a vitamin D deficiency. Next up, current medication, losartan, metoprolol, and amlodipine. Omeprazole. Next, we have allergies. Patients allergic to Imodium. Next, we have social history. Patients divorced. Next, we have patients unemployed. Patient does not smoke. Patient does not drink alcohol. Patient does not use illicit drugs. Family history. There's no family history of similar medical. There's no family history of similar medical condition. Next, review system. Patient's hair loss. rash and sore throat, short of breath, abdominal pain, urine in the blood, urinary frequency, joint pain, muscle pain, cramps, and depression for sadness, rib impression, excessive daytime sleepiness, normally snortive sleep, excess snoring, feeling of fatigue and exhaustion for step by these all signs and symptoms suggesting obstructive sleep apnea for sadness, rib and dysmarks, and relaxation. Next patient, last name is G-O-L-D-S-E, G-O-L-D-S-T-E-I-N. First name is Marcia, M-A-R-C-I-A. Their visit is September 29, 2023. Their birth is October 27, 1945. A referring physician is Dr. Ruhula, R-U-H-U-L-L-A-H. And next we have Dr. Ruhula of the flesh of the skin, Marcia, today for initial evaluation for tremors. Next we have history present known as chief complaint tremors. Next we have history present known as patients at 77. A year old female, found chief complaint of tremors. So first, that patient tells me that she was diagnosed with essential tremors. First, that patient had two deep brain stimulation surgery before at UCSF. First, that patient tells me the first one was 2011. First, that the second one was 2020. First, that she says the second one is not effective. First up, she's tried many medications, and none of the medications are effective. First up, patient tells me that she does not remember most of the names of medications she tried. First up, next level, past medical history, essential tremors. Next level, current medication, Clorcon, Losartan, Amlodipine, Lexapro, Atorvastatin, Ibuprofen, Omeprazole. Next level, allergies, no drug allergies. Next level, social history, patient's widow with two children. First up, patient's retired. The patient quit smoking 42 years ago. Next, we have family history. There's family history of heart disease in the father. First, we have review system, patient's urinary frequency, joint pain, and depression. First, we have question, essential tremors. So, first, patient had history of essential tremors and had two deep brain stimulation surgery done before UCSF. First, that patient tells me the first one was done in 2011, which helps her a lot. First, the second one was 2020, which did not help her. First, that patient has tried many essential tremors medications. However, they are not effective. First, that patient tells me that she does not remember the names of the medication. First, I'm sort of recommendation, explain to patient that recommend her to go back to UCSF, neurosurgery department, to follow up on her deep brain stimulator. Next, has tried so many medications and they're not effective. She does not remember the names of medication. I do not want to restart her and try different medications at this time. I think that it's best that she go back to neurosurgery department to reevaluate for her deep brain stimulator for some. Somebody just wants the identification. Next patient, last name is K-A-S-H-I-F. Again, K-A-S-H-I-F as in Frank. First name is a Z as Zebra, A-R-E-E-N. Date of visit is date of service is October 13, 2023. Date of birth is September 10, 1982. Next paragraph of referring physician is, Dr. Marilisa. Last name is Mancaomd. She's in Axis Clinic, AXIS, AXIS. Next word, the chief complaint of stroke. The next word, history president administration is a 41-year-old female, comma. Chief complaint of stroke, of course, that patient tells me in July 15, 2023, comma, patient had difficulty speaking. First step, a patient slurring. First step, she felt like there was an earthquake. She was hospitalized. First step, a patient had hospitalized at Valley Care Medical Center. First step, a patient was found to have a stroke on the left frontal cortical stroke. Patient had the right-sided problems. Patient was hospitalized for 2 days. Had complaints of comprehensive workup from the hospital. Since then, his symptoms have recovered. Patient denies any current symptoms right now. Denies any neurological deficits right now. Past medical history, stroke, July 15, 2023. Next, current medication has been 81 milligrams per day. Next, number, doxycycline. Next, sort of allergies, no drug allergies. Next, social history, patient's married with three children. First up, patient's a server. First up, patient does not smoke. Patient does not drink alcohol. Patient does not use illicit drugs. Next, family history. There's no family history of similar medical condition. Review system, but please do not put a review system. Next, sort of impression. Diagnostic test. Brain MRI was done at Valley Care Medical Center. Dated July 16, 2023. First up, it shows acute small left frontal cortical infarct. The CT angiogram were negative first up. There's no significant intracranial abnormalities on the CT angiogram. Next number impression, left frontal cortical stroke or coma on July 15, 2023, first up, calculation currently does not have any more neurological deficits. Next vision also had a significant vision had extensive workup of Valley Cay Medical Center already. First time stroke condition, explained the vision of the above diagnosis. Next time, our condition continued to take enter-coded aspirin, 81 milligrams per day. First time, vision test me that she already had blood tests, including cholesterol, and they were negative tests. They were normal range. First time, next time. Also, explained the vision common sense and symptoms for an acute stroke or coma, which included hemiparesis, hemibody sensory changes, deployed with the sawtooth and dysphagia. First up, explain to patient go to the nearest emergency room if she had any of these signs and symptoms. First time, next time. Recommendation filed with me on November 6th, 2023. First time, next time, this works as an adaptation.